Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you, whatever you got going on, whether you're a startup or growing or getting rid of your business, whatever you're doing, wherever you are on the time continuum of ownership, we got something you can read or listen to or watch there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Bill Diffenderfer. He's the author of A Bank of Last Resort. Also, the Last Samurai Leader. He is the founder of the startup rental car company, Silver Car, and we're using his new experience with his startup as a case study, not only to tell you about his business, but Bill, we really appreciate the fact that you're helping us. You're helping us live through your startup experience, and you're helping us to learn from it. I appreciate that. That takes a lot of class, and a lot of folks wouldn't do that, and I appreciate it.
Well, I love doing it, so I know you I'm happy to be here.
I appreciate that. So, okay, the premise, folks, is that it's a premium car. It's not a lowball car. Everybody's not his prospect. He's going for the person who wants a little bit more, a little bit nicer car, but who also wants to know what they're going to get when they get there, to be consistent, and you're also probably looking for somebody who's busy, who doesn't want to wait in line, right, Bill? I'm that way. I don't want to.
Absolutely.
You know, and I want to be able to get it and go.
Well, that's exactly what people want. That's where the technology comes in. You know, we believe that in this world, if you're not using your mobile phone, your smartphone,
oh, yeah,
in the travel experience, you're probably standing in lines or mm-hmm. you're waiting for things that you want to have happen right away and you're not getting them. So with Silver Car, we literally are at the new level. We're using technology nobody's developed in the world yet. But it's not bleeding edge. The applications are simply in other industries.
Right.
So when you go to get a Silver Car, you
pull something off the shelf from other industries and are the first to apply it to this industry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what we're doing, you need a smartphone. The smartphone, you get the reservation on that or on the web, but you're going to load the app, and then the smartphone is going to connect you to any one of our cars there in the lot. You'll read the QR code. You get in the car. The car literally blinks its lights at you.
Wait a minute. So I walk through. First thing I do is I go to your website, and I download the app.
Right.
And then I make a reservation, and then that reservation pushes through to the app so that my verification is on my smartphone. Embedded in the app. It's downloaded
exactly
into the app. So when I get to the airport, I don't have to talk to anybody. I just walk through to your location.
Right.
And
our location
how do I know which car is mine?
Any one you see.
So if I walk up to any car, And I open that QR code up beside one of them, it'll recognize it, it'll flash and let me in.
Exactly right. That becomes your car.
Right. All right.
And then all you do is drive away. I mean, there's a barrier that's there, but there's nobody behind it.
Oh, really? So there's no person to verify my license or anything like that.
We've already done that in the cloud.
I got you.
So you simply, the car approaches the barrier, the car says, I'm good, I'm with Jim, Jim's got a reservation,
okay,
so let me out.
I got you. So you put the two together,
yeah,
and no face recognition, right? None of that?
Nothing. just get up, just drive through, the barrier will lift. Now, so then you've got an A4 for the whole business trip right there, and it's brand new, it smells, you know, like new leather and all
right,
that.
Right.
And then when you bring it back, this gets really cool. So you bring it back to the same location. Once it gets to the airport facility at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, same right next to where Hertz and Avis is, the car simply says, I'm home.
Right.
And the car then sends a message to your account and tells them what your gas situation is.
Mm-hmm.
So the car reads the gas tank and sends the message, And then the card, the gas charge, if you didn't fill it up, shows up on the email of your receipt.
Right.
So all you do is you get out of the car and leave. You don't wait for the guy with the handheld gizmo.
Well, and see, here's the thing, folks. Here's the thing that I want you to realize. I know you guys did some customized programming and everything with this, but you didn't reinvent. You didn't have to create a new wheel to do this.
Exactly right.
You used existing technology as a foundation. Folks, Bill, I think you'll agree with me. Every small business owner out there could find a way to use existing technology, customize it a little bit for them, and improve their customer experience.
That's exactly right. And it's so important because that's the world we live in now.
And this is how you compete with Walmart, isn't it?
It's how you compete with Avis and Hertz.
That's the way they're your Walmarts. But exactly I'm just saying, small business owners are wringing their hands. How do I compete with the big box people? Well, you know what? You can be more nimble. Technology, you talked about the cloud. There's services, there's capability, there's power available in the cloud that small business owners with just a little bit of vision, a little bit of innovation, maybe a little bit of capital to customize some things, you can create an experience for your customers that the big boxes, Hertz, Avis, and Walmart can't do, and you can differentiate yourself and charge whatever you want.
Exactly.
For the people who want that, which is your business model, isn't it?
Exactly. And, you know, they're also an awful lot of my business model has your audience, your small business guys, as our prime customers, because the small business person, when he travels, doesn't a lot of times get all the perks that the IBM and the Accentures. So we designed this so you don't have to be a frequent traveler.
What's the website,
Everybody
Bill?
Gets it.
What's the website?
Oh, silvercard.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. Quick break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Bill, how did you capitalize all this? He did, and he'll give us his lessons after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.